Welcome back, goal setters and dream chasers. In today's episode, Goals on the Move, Adjust or Bust, we dive deep into the art of being as nimble as a cat with your goals. Because let's face it, being inflexible in planning is about as useful as a chocolate teapot. I'm Sharon, here to guide you through the twists, turns, and pivots of effective goal management. We love 90-day plans, not because we're fans of quarterly capitalism, but because it strikes the perfect balance between dreamy ambition and gritty realism. It's long enough to see significant progress, but short enough to keep the end in sight. As Dwight D. Eisenhower famously said, plans are worthless, but planning is everything. This nugget of wisdom is our North Star as we navigate the ever-changing seas of entrepreneurship. A failure I see many ambitious people make is getting so keyed in on action mode, they are doing and doing without examining results. Then you get weeks or months in and you realize that there's no possible way to achieve the goal that you wanted. Waiting 90 days to review your goals is like binge watching a TV show only to find out your favorite character doesn't make it. Heartbreaking and preventable. Frequent check-ins allow you to course correct before it's too late. Depending on your goals, frequent might mean weekly or even daily. Data is your friend. Embrace it, analyze it, and let it guide your adjustments. There's a simple three-part framework I've created for fine-tuning your progress. The first part is data dive. You want to regularly review your progress, what's working, what's not working. Numbers don't lie, but they do hide. Find them and interrogate them. The second part of the framework is remember flexibility first. Be willing to pivot. Your goal might be set in stone, but your path there should be as flexible as a Cirque du Soleil performer. And the third part of the framework is that you want to celebrate your wins, even the small ones. It boosts your morale and it keeps you motivated. Some things like market trends for global pandemics are beyond our control and can just pop up out of nowhere. When the unexpected happens, don't panic, you want to pivot. The key is not to cling to a sinking ship, but to build a raft and paddle to safety. You've already laid the groundwork with your SMART goals. Now armed with insights and data, it's time to apply the Einstein-level brilliant filter to your planning. What adjustments can you make to ensure that your goals are not just achievable, but are inevitable? We've mapped it all out for you in the worksheet that accompanies this training. You'll decide how often you'll review your progress, what you'll be monitoring, and you'll make plans for adjusting. You'll also get to decide on plan B's where there's uncertainty about the path to get to your desired results.